Virtually every person on Earth has forgotten how to do this. Failure and success are merely footsteps through life. They are linked and are parts of your journey. The secret is to learn what you can from where you are and keep going. How do you feel about failure and success being linked? And just being part of the journey? I wasn't asking the intellectual you who understands this concept and either agrees or disagrees with it. No, I was asking you how you felt about it. One of the many concepts we'll be looking at in this course is accurate communication with your subconscious mind. This is not usually achieved best in words, it is done best in feelings. The idea is for you to notice how things make you feel. You are not looking to judge them, you are merely looking to notice them. So I will ask you again, how do you feel about failure and success being linked and just being part of the journey? Welcome to Sartori's Footsteps Through Your Mind course. The idea of this course is to take you on a journey of discovery through your own mind and teach you how to accurately communicate with your subconscious mind. Within a few weeks, you will have almost certainly begun to see a shift in your consciousness, which will change the shape of some areas of your life. Within a few months, you'll probably be addicted to living life at this new and higher level. If that sounds good or interesting, then please listen on. Firstly, quite often, I'll pause for a couple of seconds. This is to give you time to think. I suggest, and if you'd like to, you pause the recording at that time and give you time to think about what I've just said. Those pauses are there as a pause in the message so that you can catch yourself listening too fast and slow down to consider the point just made and to notice how you feel about it. These footsteps are not designed to be consumed fast. They are designed to be savoured. Though it may take you a couple of weeks before you agree with me on that one. Because life is very fast and we have all been trained to rush. Virtually all people are rushing and being busy, yet accomplishing little real sustained progress. This course aims to change that for you. Over the next few months, I'm going to show you many things. Amongst them, I will teach you several times how to achieve more yet do less. When you master this, you'll find you do more in a few days than you've previously achieved in years. Though I don't expect you to believe me about this right now. If you can, I suggest attempting to avoid being annoyed or frustrated with me and at the pace I am sending these footsteps to you. To start with, it may be annoying to only receive one every 2 days, but there is method in my madness, which I happen to know you will thank me for, if you can avoid getting too annoyed with me. We are trained to consume knowledge, but the greatest progress is made through the application of knowledge. These footsteps are designed to allow you a little space between them for further thought, which will aid application with the least effort possible. I first released this course in 2014, and to say it was well-loved is an understatement. I could put up a page with over 500 detailed thank you messages on it, and add another couple of thousand quick thank you messages. So I know you're going to enjoy it, if you decide it is a worthy investment of your time. People ask me to record the footsteps and make them available on audio, so these are now available on audio too for a nominal fee. In the footsteps, I teach numerous structured thinking techniques, which you should find make your life easier, more enjoyable, and happier. This course is designed to be easy, although some of the thinking it will cause you to do may cause some temporary discomfort as your brain plasticity begins working overtime. The whole idea of this course of footsteps is to allow your consciousness to raise slowly and in increments as you go through it. Some lessons you will think that you have gotten immediately, and then you'll probably find out later you only just grasp them. Some you will get immediately, and then the power of the thinking will then reveal all sorts of new things to you. Some lessons you will not get immediately, and there may be times where what you are learning may mean you feel frustrated that you wish you'd learned it decades ago. All of this is okay. Because this is not a course that's designed to end. Yes, you heard me right. If you want to raise your consciousness more, all you have to do is go through the lesson multiple times. And you will find more of life's mysteries are revealed to you. So listening to the recordings multiple times will also help produce the desired result in a much shorter period of time. Raising your consciousness through structuring your thinking will allow you to solve problems and achieve much, much more than living at the same level of consciousness as you are now. I cannot overstate the benefit here. Right now, it may appear to be hollow words of someone attempting to convince you to pay for his full course. However, you yourself may get to experience the truth if you decide to just go with it for a while and wait and see. Albert Einstein wrote, "No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. Therefore, the Footsteps course works on raising your consciousness, which should aid you in removing all of your current level of consciousness problems." Translated, that means life will probably get a lot easier and become much more enjoyable. Quite simply, there is no limit on your thinking capacity and your level of consciousness. It is down to you as to how far you wish to go. Now, you may be considering, what gives me the right to talk about this subject? What makes me an expert? Well, I was fascinated by why people could learn the same thing and see vastly different results. I was also fascinated by how virtually everyone is successful in one or more areas of their life, but are struggling to succeed in something else. So since 2005, I've been fascinated about the differences between the mindsets of successful and unsuccessful people in all areas of life. E.g., they succeed in business but fail in their relationships. Or they succeed in a career but they fail at managing their money. Or they succeed in their relationships but fail in business. I wanted to know why two people could have similar skill sets, learn the same information, and one succeed while one fails. Something was going on, and I wanted to find it because I was curious. When I first realised that there was something going on which caused successes and failures, I was already a very successful person by most people's standards. By 2005, I'd been a multimillionaire for 3 years, owned a successful business, owned a lot of real estate, and had a wonderful relationship with my wife and family. So I was a success by most people's standards. But when I discovered the startling truth that less than 1% of people would ever become successful in the area of life they wanted to achieve success in, I became fascinated with why. So people would work their entire lives, and yet their chance of success was less than 1 in 100. This statistic blew me away, and it really got me thinking. I wondered why I could succeed and why other successful people could do it. But I also wondered why I knew most people couldn't. So why was I different? This fascinated me, and it took me 5 years and over $30 million to discover the answer. If I had known the question was going to cost me what it did, I don't think I would have wanted to know. But it's done now, and the answer was priceless. So you may find this Footsteps course from me quite valuable. I do wish I'd had them. Over the next few weeks and months, I'll be sharing with you various concepts that I designed to open up your mind to the possibility that you may be a naturally successful person and that you may have merely forgotten how to do it. I don't want to overwhelm you with anything today, because the first few concepts are big game changers if you are ready to consider them. Everything is your choice, and it always will be. I'll cover more on that later. Today, I just wanted you to merely consider the possibility that you're a naturally successful person, and that all you and I need to do is to get you back to being the person you were born to be. Now, I know the voice in your head will probably tell you that you're not successful, as you failed at this or that, or you have no money, or you've been divorced twice, or you have children that don't like you. Whatever it is, it really doesn't matter, because this is not the real you, as you will soon come to discover for yourself on your journey. The real you is the one who was born perfect. What I'm going to show you soon is that all that's gone wrong is that no one has ever taught you how to think, just what to think. And when you see that for the truth it is, then you will see limitless possibilities opening up for you. So today, just for today and tomorrow, I dare you to dream that you are naturally successful. And shortly, you are going to find your way back to the person you were born to be. How you get there is not important. We'll cover that later. Life holds special magic for those who dare to dream. Enjoy your day seeing your future. Because if you silence the voice in your mind for just a little while and dare to dream, then this should make your day easier, far more enjoyable, and also happier. Remember to attempt not to judge this to be right or wrong, if you can. If you do find you judged, just observe it and consider why you judged. Nothing more. I'll be back in a couple of days to give you something to really inspire you. If you have any questions, then please ask them on the footstep. All comments are moderated, otherwise I'd never see them. And please understand that sometimes I have to consider questions before I can answer them. Speak again soon.